Well, he was more or less looking after about 1,000 sheep in that area, anyway, in that region of Number. I mean, when you're on a farm, you do anything that's going, don't you?
Whose farm was it?
It was a fella called Oscar Rigold. He lived at Audleby, and he had Fonaby and Audleby farms. The two farms were joined together, you see. It was about 1,300 acres altogether. 700-800 sheep, maybe, all in a field. And he used to go out and take them feed in the morning. They had these wooden troughs, you know, what they cut the straw up and real small lengths, and then they put cake with it. There was linseed cake and cotton cake. And they used to bring it in slabs. It'd be anywhere 3 foot by about 18 inches. They used to put it through what they called a cake breaker, and they used to have to wind it through, and it'd break it in little chunks, you know, so that they could eat it. That was the general day's work. I mean, the men that worked on the farm, well, these farm labourers, well, they did anything that was going. If a man's a shepherd or a stockman, gaffman they used to call them in those days, they just looked after the stock, you see. Well, in a summertime, they turned them out into grass fields, and in wintertime, they'd have been what they call a crew yard, you know, a building. When they threshed the corn, they would usually drop the straw somewhere near so they hadn't to carry it by, you see. That was the general layout of a man's working life. And they would clip them at spring, you know. Sometimes they would maybe send them to the market before they were sheared in the first instance. In the main, they used to take the sheep to Barnetby Market. There was a market right near the railway crossing.